This is 15 Minutes of Misery.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Hello, and welcome to Elderbury House, London's eighth biggest tower block. Built in 1968, the first stone was laid by the Queen Mother. Unfortunately, one brick a day is not enough. So we had to let her go. But Princess Alexandra kindly agreed to lag all the pipework. And the kitchens were fitted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. It's not much to shout about, but we're proud of it. But we do have one claim to fame. The Bugger King, a complex listening device built by me and my plumber, Hot Bob. Whilst installing central heating throughout the block, Bob hid microphones in every flat. All I have to do is punch in a number into the Bugger King and I can listen into that flat. 39.
You know that shoe you lost?
Hmm.
Oh, I saw it today. Well, it's on top of a bus shelter. There was a can of Coca-Cola, your shoe, and a teddy bear's leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're a bit boring, sorry about that. Let's try flat 87.
Sorry, I'm going out.
Out?
It's my art class.
Art?
I'm learning to draw.
Draw?
I've always wanted to draw.
Always?
I thought I'd have some lessons.
Lessons?
Yeah.
What makes you think you can draw?
What a refreshingly honest man. What's going on, Bob?
Ah, Randy Maxwell has just won the World Monster Mower Championships. Yeah, they're showing it live on Eurosport.
I tell you what, after the month's trial is up, I'm getting rid of that cable TV. I haven't seen one decent programme yet.
No, sure, some of the documentaries are fascinating. I mean, there was a brilliant one last night about Swedish sunbathing techniques. Yeah. You know, I didn't realise they used factor 8 on the breast, but factor 15 on the nipple to maintain the rosy pinkness of the Nordic bud. Yeah. Yeah. They carried out a series of tests to show how only 20 minutes of midday sun can cause slight discoloration of the aureola. But what shocked me was how the sun's rays can penetrate through the gusset of a bikini. Really makes you think about global warming.
Je m'appelle Troy Waghorn. J'habite à Londres. J'ai un frère et une sœur.
Je m'appelle?
I'm doing my homework.
Homework?
I'm learning French.
Learning?
Got me exam next week.
Week?
Yeah.
What makes you think you can speak French?
I think children should be brought up by gorillas, like Tarzan. I mean, look, he was a very healthy, well-adjusted individual, and he certainly didn't lack confidence. I wonder if he ever got embarrassed, like if he knew someone was listening. You know, one day, he's doing the noise. Someone walks around the corner.
Oh, my gums are killing me.
Oh, it's shame of it. Oh.
What's the matter, Bob?
I just remembered something I did when I was 14. Oh, cool.
Was it really embarrassing?
Yeah. I gave my dad a birthday card and
I'll put a kiss on it.
Maybe you should talk to him about it sometime. Explain you didn't actually want to kiss him. You didn't, did you?
Get out of it. Pen slipped.
That's right. It was just a misunderstanding. I'm sure he's forgotten about it.
Yeah, silly. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Nah, come on, Corey, shake my hand.
Nah, I'd rather not.
Why not?
Well, you've had it down the front of your trousers all morning.
Have I?
Yeah, you're always fiddling with yourself. Then you put your finger in your ear, start picking your nose, it's horrible. It's like having an orangutan in the house.
You what?
You're a pig, Bob.
Well, I've never been so insulted in all my life.
Well, that's a shame. If you'd been insulted earlier, you might not be such a toxic piss stain now. Oh. In fact, Bob, can you go home? You're making me feel sick.
Don't you worry. I'm off.
Don't touch the door handle. I'll do it. I upped the stakes a bit sharply there. Ooh, took him completely by surprise. Nice one minute, horrible the next. Didn't know whether he was coming or going. I had to get rid of him, though. My old girlfriend, Linda's coming round later, and I don't want Bob to meet her. You know, she might have let herself go a bit. I'll patch out with him later. Let's try another flat.
Our birthday is a special treat with joyful memories for us to keep. Some gifts, a cake and lots of friends. A super day that never ends.
You're still writing for that bloody card company.
A happy verse can lift the heart and luckily that is my art.
Why don't you just get a proper job?
Some catch fish and some lay bricks and others perform clever tricks. But my job is the best of all. A touching rhyme you'll hear me call.
Right, that's it. I've had enough. I want you to call Hallmark and tell them you're finished writing those bloody cards.
Bad news is hard to break. Lots of time to take. So say it quickly with a happy smile.
Apparently the Spice Girls and the All Saints are a bad influence on teenage girls by getting pregnant at the height of their fame. Personally, I think the Black Widow spider, which eats the male partner after sex, is a much worse influence on young girls. You only have to watch the Discovery Channel to see the sick behaviour of the animal kingdom.
Welcome to Candid Animals. I'm Chuck Norris. This week, we're out on the Serengeti, home to the fantastic beasts of Africa.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Lion. Or should I say good afternoon, you old lazy bones?
Have a good stretch. Think I'll get myself something to eat.
Mmm, them zebra look mighty tasty.
But what Mr. Lion doesn't know is, while he was sleeping, we smeared his hindquarters in the musk of a lady rhinoceros.
Uh-oh! What we got here?
About the biggest darn rhino I ever saw.
This fella's been cooped up in the rhino penitentiary. And he don't care what she looks like. You better get running, Mr. Lion. Uh-oh, too late. These two critters can really put on a show. Hey, honey, I've been away. What you done to your hair?
These redheads sure are stubborn.
Now that is what I call entertainment. Oh, I'd better tie the flat up. Linda'll be here any minute. I wonder why she wants to see me after all this time. She's probably realised what a huge mistake she made. So many women, so little time. Oh, hello, Linda. You've changed.
What do you think you're doing?
I thought I'd just give you a kiss.
Oh, thank you. Is this how you live?
Well, there, this is my London flat.
Do you have another place?
No.
Have you had any mental illnesses?
What?
Or sexually transmitted diseases?
No.
Look, I haven't got long. I need a baby, and I've worked out that a mix of your light-hearted and imaginative genes with my purposeful, intelligent ones would produce a formidable child. If you agree to impregnate me, you will receive a cheque for £1,000 and you will never contact me or the child ever.
So you finally come running back.
If you just sign there...
You tried the rest, but you want the best.
And there, and just initial there.
Good loving heart to find, is it, baby?
If you could just insert it here. I'm leaving.
I'm?
I can't stand it anymore.
Any?
My mum's picking me up in half an hour.
Up?
There's some Finder's crispy pancakes for your dinner.
Crispy?
I'll come back tomorrow and pick up the kids.
Cup?
I'm sorry, Frank, but I really think you should get some professional help.
Get? Professional? Help! See you, Linda, bye.
I told you, Sean, I never want to see you again.
Ah, they all say that. But when it starts to itch, you need a scratch. Now, a lot of people might say what I did there was morally wrong, to father a child that I will never see. But I know women. She wasn't ovulating. See, I read about it in that magazine, you know, Menstrual Monthly. Mostly for enthusiasts. Actually, reminds me, I listened last month. Here it is, page 5. You can tell if the female is ovulating by the bright pink... Oh, no, that's baboons!
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben. The rosy red cheeks of the little children. England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles 2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben. The rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Doreen, I'm warning you now, one more poxy rhyme and I'm leaving.
Travel is a super treat. New places and new friends to meet. Mountains, deserts, blue lagoons. Have a good time and come back soon.
Right, that's it, I'm off. And there's something you should know. I've been having an affair with your sister Pamela for the last 5 years.
You're very cross. You slammed the door. But have a good time with your sister-in-law.